Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Helpful Minimum 8496 and says, I found tickets for a cruise that my boyfriend got me. This gift has cemented for me that this relationship is over. I need to let this out without getting pushback from family and friends who think his gift is romantic, so I'm using a throwaway. My birthday is coming up in a few months, and 3 days ago, I found out what my birthday present was, which are tickets to a cruise. His sister spilled the news, thinking I'd be excited, and I'm not. We live together, and I found the gift and know it's for me. I sound so ungrateful, but I'm not. This gift just proves to me that things will never change. The first thing is, the gift isn't for me. I do not like cruises because I get really bad seasickness and nothing I do helps. I also told him what I wanted to do for my birthday, which was go to a Renfair festival on my birthday. I've already taken the week off from work in preparation to go to this fair. I've purchased tickets and I'm saving month to month, so I have spending money without it affecting finances at home. Why would he book tickets at the same time I took off to go to this festival? Also, this cruise wasn't cheap at all, so it basically wasted money because I'm not going. I'm so annoyed. I've told him time and time again that I don't feel like he listens to me, that I feel like he just gets me things by thinking about what's best for him or what he would like. It's not only gifts. He makes decisions based on what he thinks is best, and I just can't deal with it anymore. I love him, but I'm so done, and before anyone says I don't talk to him or to talk to him about this, I have repeatedly. This has been a reoccurring conversation in our 2.5 year relationship. The next thing to do is talk this out and end things. Edit. I appreciate the comments and concern about cheating, but I know the gift is for me because it was in a really nice packaging and said, happy birthday, my name. And the bag had like cruise ship related items and possible excursions. The effort he went to, it made me sad because that means he could have put in a little effort about the things I like. If he even had just gotten me a ticket for the Renfair festival, or accessories from online, or even a piece of an outfit that had to do with Renfair, it would have made my entire month. It would have meant that he listened and got me something that interested me. I'm talking to him tonight, and I'm not even annoyed anymore. I feel nothing about this. Now, clearly there's a lot more to this situation, as OP seems to say that's been happening constantly, that they've tried talking to their partner already, but nothing's changing. Because usually in a situation like this, I'd say, oh, maybe he hasn't got the full picture. Maybe you could talk it out or something like this. But the fact that you said, and it sounds like you're at your breaking point with this, is that you've had enough of it, basically. And you mentioned that he never listens to you, even though you've told him time and time again. So it's leaving you with basically a couple of options here. Either couples counseling, talking to him again, or finishing this up. I kind of feel like I know where this is going to go, but we shall see, I guess. But Girl with Dragon Tattoo says, well, this is the kind of risk of these behaviors. They will continue until you opt out. It's evident this gift is for him, and more about what he feels like doing. Because on what planet would you gift someone they won't be able to enjoy? That's the thing about other people. They're encouraged keeping the peace, not taking into account how it affects you, as long as everyone else experiences as little discomfort as possible. I would not theme my diabetic family member's party Candyland and exclusively serve candy, soda, and alcohol. I'd be putting them in a situation to be thankful, even though it's something they cannot enjoy, or be ungrateful, when in reality, putting them in the situation at all was a selfish decision. Dubious People Pleaser says, happy birthday, babe, here's your gift. What do you mean you're not going? Seasickness? You can take some pills or something. Renfair? I totally forgot, but these are so much better, and they cost so much money, so we can't just waste them. Of course I didn't get them just so we couldn't go to Renfair. I feel like you're really ungrateful when I'm doing a really nice thing. He isn't a forgetful dope. He's doing this intentionally. You deserve better. Hooper's single ass gets to experience some rough seas on a solo trip. Have fun at Renfair. Kimchi and Lemon Tree says in quotes, "I need to let this out without getting pushback from family and friends who think his gift is romantic, so I'm using a throwaway." And then says, "You need better friends and your family is sucking moose balls." Never heard of that before. My stomach reflexively coiled when I read Cruz in the second sentence, and I'm like, nope. That's how much the idea of Cruz appeals to me. For the same reason as you. So no, that gift isn't for you. It's like him buying you a car, and you don't have a license, or skydiving when you're afraid of heights. Go to Renver and have a great time. Your ex can suck eggs and go on the cruise himself. And one more comment from Euphoric Wolverine, who says, "Oh boy, this relationship is on a collision course for the end. Why would he, because he is selfish, buy tickets for a cruise when you, I get really bad seasickness?" Damn, really? You get seasick and he buys tickets? Is he deaf? Is he brain dead? Is he selfish? And also told him what I wanted to do for my birthday, which was go to Renfair Festival on my birthday. I've already taken a week off from work for it in preparation to go to these fairs. Again, Mr. Tone Deaf chooses for him, not for her. This party is over. Just the intersection accident ending it has not happened. It is going to be a crash ending. OP, you should go to the Renfair Festival, even if you have to get someone else to go with you. I mean, hey, you took a week off work, and tell him to shove those cruise tickets, or better yet, take his sister. She's all excited, take her. I had a client once who told her husband at the airport in the US that she was not going to Kenya for a month for safari. They were in the boarding area and she walked out. He went to Kenya, she went home. The divorce papers were filed while he was drinking and hunting with the boys in Kenya. So hey, tell him to shove those cruise tickets and move on with your life. End. God, another story that we read probably about a year and a half ago just popped into my head whilst thinking about this one. And it wasn't a gift or anything like that, but a boyfriend wanted to go out on like a boat with his friends, and his girlfriend was like, no, I'm afraid of the water. I really don't want to go. And eventually he convinced her that she'd be safe and all this kind of thing. And I can't remember if it was the boyfriend or a friend decided to chuck her in the water. And I know the story's not completely relatable, but water-based, it popped into my head as I was reading it. I was thinking, gee whiz, how can people just be there, like that last comment said, just so tone deaf, man. But OP does update the post, and they said, "The day I wrote my post is the day I ended things with my ex. When he came home, I basically said I found the tickets for the cruise, and I asked him who they were for. He said they were for me for my birthday, and I ruined the surprise. I asked him, why did he get me tickets for a cruise when he knew that I get seasick, and also when he knew that I've been preparing for the Renfair Festival for a couple of months. He said that he always liked cruises and he went on them, and he thought that I could push through it with patches or some other remedy because it was a really expensive cruise." Like, that negates the seasickness. It's really expensive, so you'll be less sick. He continued talking, but to be honest, I spaced out because I realized just how much this man didn't care about me. He brought cruise tickets completely disregarding what I had planned, how I would feel, and what I wanted to do, all because he liked them. Like, fuck my birthday. Fuck what I want, fuck how sick I get. He likes cruises, so we should do that. I think he realized I wasn't speaking or excited because he asked me what was wrong, and I broke up with him. He was shocked and angry, and he asked why. This isn't the exact wording, but I said something like, "It's because I have realized how much you really don't care about me, and that you're always willing to put your wants over mine every time it suits you, even on my birthday." He started to argue and wanted to talk about it, but I was just numb and went to bed on the couch. After 2 hours of trying to speak to me, he left me alone. I woke up the next day and got ready for work. I oddly felt fine and he wanted to talk, but I just said, "I'm done." And if he wanted to talk about the apartment or what we would do about the lease or anything regarding the end of the relationship, I'm okay with that. I told him I'm not changing my mind about this, and for me, this relationship is done and I just want to split amicably. While I was at work today, I had free time and I wrote down every instance I could remember just in the last 6 months of him choosing his wants and needs over mine. It was nearly 3 pages front to back, and I didn't even realize how much I let go of because he didn't want to do it. When I went home, he tried to talk again. I gave him a list and I explained what it was. He left me alone the rest of the second night. He's still not accepting the breakup. He wants to do couples therapy now or even go on a break because he realizes how much he has done, but nope. I'm not doing it. I'm not trying to be mean or harsh to him, but I don't want to give him false hope. I also feel weirdly okay, but also numb at the same time. What I have to deal with now is breaking the lease, which he isn't willing to do, because he thinks we can move past this. So I'm going to talk to the leasing office and see my options. At least I have my birthday to look forward to, as I deal with a relationship ending and having to find a new place to live. And I really hope that OP gets themselves out of that situation sooner rather than later. You know, I don't know the full ins and outs of this, but when OP said he's still not accepting the breakup and he wants to do couples therapy, blah, 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 and he's basically still ignoring her wishes. And maybe it's because I've read one too many stories, but I still find that extremely concerning. And like I said, I hope they get themselves out of that situation sooner rather than later. But the fact that they wrote 3 pages front to back of issues they've had in a 2.5 year relationship pretty much says it all to me. And, you know, when they said that they felt weirdly okay with it, I think, you know, so I always picture it as like the fog being lifted on their relationship and then being able to see a bit more clearly now about what's going on around them. And I really do hope the best for them in the future. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Next story does come with an update as well from NoMaybe3163 and says, am I the asshole for kicking my 72-year-old mother-in-law out of the house at night because she threw away my things? I, 36 female, live with my husband, 41 male. I have a decent relationship with my mother-in-law compared to a lot of the horror stories I hear from friends. She's quite sweet and warm. She is, however, a little over-controlling. Overprotective, I'm not sure of the exact word, but she has a very strong ideas about things and no sense of boundaries. For example, when she stays at our house, she takes over the kitchen completely and insists on cooking all our meals. She cooks wonderfully, but she won't let me help her at all, and puts everything away in the wrong places, and then insists that her way is more logical. She only really comes for holidays though, and I do like her a lot, so I don't mind putting up with these mild annoyances. I'm currently pregnant with our little girl, who will be born in a few months. This is a miracle. I really didn't think it would happen, especially so late, but we got lucky. When my mother-in-law heard, she was super excited and said she would come over to help us get ready for the baby. She offered to stay for the next 6 months or so to help out because my husband and I both work long hours and it'll be hard to handle the baby on top of this. She is also pretty emotionally invested in this because she truly sees herself as part of our family. She arrived a few days ago and set herself up, then she started with the cleaning. I like collecting things from garage sales and such. Things like sculptures and books and baskets, stuff a lot of people would consider utter junk. Our house is definitely overstuffed, but it's reasonably tidy. It doesn't seem like a hoarder's house or anything. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, likes everything surgically clean. Yesterday I came home from work to find the house like a war zone. She went through my cabinets and cleared out everything she considered junk, and had apparently made several trips to the Goodwill before I got home. I was really angry and I asked her why she would ever do this. She said the house has to be tidy for the baby, and that it would be dangerous for the baby to be in my cluttered house. Then she took the next huge bag of stuff and tried to walk out the door. I kind of lost it, and I told her she could get out right now. She was shocked that I was serious, and she said she doesn't have anywhere to go and it's so late. It was about 9:30. I booked her a hotel room and called a taxi. My husband came home an hour later. When I told him what happened, he was furious with me. He says I disrespected his mum and was ungrateful for everything she's trying to do for us. Am I the arsehole? There was a brief discussion in the comments about you might want to consider why she did that and your house may be cluttered with junk and she was just trying to help. And like, of course, it's not an excuse, but what was going through her mind kind of thing. And how it may look like a hoarder's house kind of thing. But Opie replies and says, okay, I'm just going to give you all a list of all my junk and you could decide if I'm a hoarder. A walk-in closet with a lot of thrifted clothes, some that I altered myself. Four quilts in said walk-in closet. An antique wood desk with a typewriter that is admittedly just taking up space, but it is gorgeous. A lot of wall art. None of it matches, which my mother-in-law hates, but is all hung properly and intentionally. Two shelves of fancy china in the dining room, which I'm never going to use, but again, it's displayed purposely. A coin collection in Ziploc bags in my closet. Two ugly end tables. Several rugs from garage sales. They are in use, not just rolled up in a corner. Two bookcases of books. You can never have too many books, and fine. Books lying around the coffee table, kitchen table, and couch. A few shelves and said bookcases with family memorabilia and such. Houseplants. A lot of throw pillows that also don't match at all. A tree sculpture with Christmas ornaments and pictures hung on it. Lamps on every table. A geode collection. A spice rack with a lot of little spice bottles. Too many dishes. It fits in two kitchen cabinets though. Normal house things. And what she gave away. A bag or two of my clothes that supposedly aren't practical. A box of books. A bunch of paintings, some pillows, dishes, a whole drawer of my rocks. But we're starting the comments with Terry Stiles, who says, not the arsehole. I think you should file a police report for the theft of your belongings. Neither your husband nor his mother understand the boundaries that she stomped. Having paper documentation could help. You have a big husband problem. His mother stole from you and his response was to yell at you. That's not okay. I wish you well in determining whether this is how you want to live your life and how you want to raise your child. Horrenda says, not the arsehole, what the fuck? You have a husband problem and you probably need to ask him if he gave her the green flag to tidy up. My mum is sort of the same way, though a house can be however she likes it and threw out some stuff I wasn't ready to get rid of. Well, that's a boundary she won't cross again. You need to talk to your husband and their mother-in-law, but I suspect the husband has some explaining to do, because this is wild. Bamf says, not the arsehole, what your mother-in-law did crossed every line for a guest in anyone's home, and in fact, you could make a very good case for theft of your belongings. If your mother-in-law truly wanted to help you, she would have asked before she touched a single thing and would have accepted it if you told her no for any action she wanted to do. Instead, she did everything while you were away, when she knew you could not object or tell her no. You also have a husband problem. He made a vow to forsake all others until death do you part. And it looks like he is not doing that now. It looks like he is choosing his mother over you. You should have been enforcing that sanctity of the two of your home against her overbearing ways all along. And you need to get this worked out now before the baby comes, or your mother-in-law is going to be running your home, not you. Methinks says, not the arsehole, my mum cleaned my house once and threw away a bunch of stuff while I was at work. She was visiting and staying with me. Didn't talk to her for almost a year and didn't go to any family events that entire year as well. Those were not her possessions to be giving away. She needs to at least reimburse you, or I'd be filing a police report for theft. Her opinion of what a house is supposed to look like differs from yours. It is not her house, and as an old lady, she should have learned about this as a kid, back when people were strict about manners. To be honest, I say just call the cops and file a police report. I'm petty. I'd be beyond mad if things got thrown out. The lack of common sense and good manners by mother-in-law is outrageous. I'd be asking where her brain was when she decided that was okay to do. And one more comment before the update from Banana Pudding, who says, not the arsehole, she wasn't there to help, she was there to control. Your mother-in-law crossed a line and you had every right to put her out. I wouldn't have gone to a hotel, I would have grabbed her shit and thrown it out onto the street. She had no boundaries and even less respect. She would not be allowed near me until she apologized. Even with an apology, she would never be allowed to stay at my house again. Do not allow this woman near you doing your PP. She will make you miserable. She will tell you everything you were doing wrong, refuse to give you your baby back, and do whatever she wants with your child. She will give you 6 months of hell. Tell your husband that she was the disrespectful one, and ask him exactly what you have to be grateful for. For someone going through your house and taking your property without your permission. Where I come from, that's called theft. She's lucky you don't press charges. So OP does update the post and says thank you to everyone that replied to my post. I appreciate the advice and wishes for the baby. So I talked to my husband after we both cooled down a bit, and I told him I felt let down that he didn't support me. He said it was just stuff, and he didn't think I cared that much. I also asked him if he asked his mum to declutter and if he has a problem with my things. He said no. He literally has zero opinion about my decor or collections. I believe him because this is the guy who doesn't know the difference between blue and purple. So he said that's why he thought I overreacted, because in his mind it's just stuff and not nearly as important as a person whose feelings can be hurt. I said that my things matter to me because I put an effort in collecting and fixing them, and that some hold memories too. He said he understands and he apologized. We went and brought my mother-in-law home from the hotel in the morning, and I said I was sorry for losing my temper, and asked her if we could talk. She was still upset but agreed. I told her I should have said this a long time ago, but I don't like it when she takes over and doesn't treat my home like it's mine. She seemed offended, but she said okay. I told her I would be really grateful if she helps with the baby and I want her in my child's life, but she has to work with me and not just do everything herself. She said, but you work, and I said, but I know it's not what she did when she had a child, but I want to make this work. I think I can have a job and be in charge of my home. She was definitely annoyed, but she agreed to everything and didn't argue. So I think it will work out okay. I unfortunately couldn't get my stuff back though, but I have plenty more rocks hidden away. And I think it's fair to say the comments were mixed below this one, saying, you know, some people saying that they would absolutely never forgive this, she would never set foot in that house again, and they'd be filing police reports, etc. Other people saying it was a mature outcome and you set your boundaries, but also be careful in case she oversteps again, or, you know, it will snowball. Other people saying she's not going to change. That person is always going to be like that and continue to overstep time and time again. But what are your thoughts on this one? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.